USA Radio News.
I'm Brandon Gunn. President Biden visited Philadelphia on Friday to stump for his newly proposed infrastructure bill. He spoke at the 30th Street Amtrak station, celebrating the 50th year of service.
I've come to see that Amtrak doesn't just carry us from one place to another. It opens up enormous possibilities.
Amtrak said after Biden announced the plan that the corporation would upgrade and expand service. Senator Joe Manchin, the moderate Democrat from West Virginia, said in an interview Friday that he opposes legislation to give Washington, D.C. statehood, effectively killing a Democratic-led effort to reshape the American political map. The House narrowly passed a bill last week along party lines that would make the nation's capital the 51st state. President Biden has endorsed the measure, but Democrats have a 50-50 majority in the Senate and lack Republican support, meaning Manchin's defection makes it impossible to pass it in the current Congress. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Due to rising COVID-19 cases, President Biden has imposed a travel ban on India. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
The U.S. is restricting travel from India beginning on May 4th. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the policy comes due to extraordinarily high COVID-19 cases and multiple variants circulating in India. The health ministry in India reports nearly 3,500 deaths over the past 24 hours. Restrictions are also in place on travel from China, Iran, much of Europe, Brazil, and South Africa. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The first release of genetically modified mosquitoes in the United States began this week in the Florida Keys. A vocal group of Florida Key residents have fought the release of what they call mutant mosquitoes since the project was announced. Local authorities are hoping that the new genetically modified variants of the mosquitoes will help reduce the population of mosquitoes and reduce the diseases they transmit. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
As Americans return to regular domestic travel, flights may be more scarce than expected. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
On the back of a rebound in travel demand, Dallas-based American Airlines is resuming hiring pilots. Last year, Americans' pilot numbers shrunk as the airline grappled with a fall in demand. Now the airline is preparing for a busy summer. Western Michigan University Dean David Powell tells Fox News that all across the country we're seeing a shortage in pilots.
They're all announcing they're going to start hiring immediately, so it's really interesting. Before, there was a tremendous need, and now with the shortfalls and the early buyouts that they had, it's just going to get worse.
And with these new pilots comes sometimes zero experience, according to Dean.
We actually have students who have never been in an airplane before, then decided they want to be an airline pilot. So for us, it's a boon. In fact, we have more students than we can actually handle right now.
California is increasing early release credits for 76,000 inmates, including violent and repeat felons, as it further trims the population of what once was the nation's largest state correctional system. More than 63,000 inmates convicted of violent crimes will be eligible for good behavior credits that shorten their sentences by one-third. That includes nearly 20,000 inmates who are serving life sentences with the possibility of parole. The changes were approved this week by the State Office of Administrative Law with almost no public notice. For USA Radio News, I'm Brandon Gunzel.